Breitbart Sports 2019 Golf Preview by Daniel Redmond on March 15, 2019. The official start of the 2019 golf season was way back in October, but for the casual golf fan, the season starts this week at the Players' Championship, the first glamorous tournament of the year. With the PGA Championship moving from August to May, golf now has a marquee event each month from March through August. The run of tournaments starts today in Ponte Vedra, Florida at TPC Sawgrass. The Players' Championship is known for two things: the treacherous 17th Island Green and the fact that every good-looking Southeastern Conference sorority girl shows up there on the weekend. Some in golf are pushing for the idea that it should be golf's fifth major championship. It's a ludicrous idea and one that will never take hold. The LPGA has five majors, so that alone should disabuse anyone that it's a good idea. Still, it's definitely the most prestigious golf tournament aside from the four majors, and that should be good enough. It's been five cold and lonely months since Phil Mickelson conceded victory to Francisco Molinari at the 2018 Ryder Cup, thus effectively ending all interest in golf for the year. Let's check in on some of the off-season storylines and who to look out for this upcoming season. Paul Azinger will be taking over for Johnny Miller as NBC's lead golf analyst. Azinger won the 1993 PGA Championship and was an excellent four-time Ryder Cup player. He's got the credentials to be a good analyst, and I think he will be. But that's all he can be, good not great. He's sort of a spaz and doesn't have the understated humor of Johnny Miller, nor his career resume. Miller was the best analyst in any sport. He was the first analyst to criticize players with brutal honesty. Most analysts don't want to be too harsh because they want to be liked by the athletes they cover. Johnny didn't care. If Ben Hogan saw that swing, he'd puke, Miller said of Craig Perry's unsightly stroke. Guys with the name of Rocco don't get the trophy. He looks more like the guy who cleans Tiger's swimming pool. That was Miller's assessment of Rocco Mediate's chances versus Tiger in the 2008 U.S. Open playoff. In the current year, I think Johnny Miller would have been brought up on hate crime charges. Most importantly, Johnny Miller was also an excellent family man with a loving wife, six wonderful kids, and 25 grandchildren. Enjoy your retirement, Johnny. Well earned. He has a chance to make this guy's life so much better. How could he not? So what if 5K was what they agreed on? This would be pocket change for Kuchar. Pay the man his money. Well, not surprisingly, he caved. Not only did he end up giving his rental caddy 50K, but he apologized to him as well. He cutched. Matt had a chance to stand strong against the outrage mob. He gave it a shot but eventually caved. I can't say I blame him, but he would have had my undying respect if he held firm. Instead, he gets my scorn. He'll never win again. I'm going to burn my Skechers in protest. Ricky Fowler. Ricky is my pick to win the Masters this year. His closing birdie on the 18th hole at the 2018 Masters was another example of how he delivers in big moments. He needed birdie to put the pressure on eventual champion Patrick Reed, and he came through with a masterful approach shot and clutch putt. He needed Reed to bogey 18, but it didn't happen. Reed got a couple lucky breaks down the stretch, so Ricky was once again denied his elusive first major championship. At the 2015 Players' Championship, Fowler put on one of the greatest clutch performances in golf history, going 6-under of the last six holes and birdieing the Island Green 17th twice in a playoff to edge Kevin Kisner. At some point the golf gods will smile on Ricky, and I predict it will be in April at Augusta. The one true god, however, has already smiled on him, bestowing the company of his now fiancée, fitness model Allison Stock. Brooks Koepka. In a 14-month time span, Stone Cold Koepka vaulted from a highly touted but underperforming power hitter into the most cold-blooded golfer of his generation. Three major titles, including back-to-back U.S. Opens. ZFG. Brooks also stared down Tiger to win the PGA Championship in August. He not only seems immune to pressure, he thrives on it. Koepka has now won three major championships and only one regular tournament. Big game hunter. Brooks needs a nickname, but maybe I'm trying too hard. He just appeared on David Fertig's interview show and had this nugget to share. I've never tried coffee. In fact, I'll go one further, I've never had a hot drink. How is that possible? He did grow up in Florida, so he probably never needed to warm up after a snowstorm. Did he have access to hot water? Maybe he really does have ice water in his veins. So many follow-up questions I'd like to ask cold drink Koepka. Brooks, are you devoid of any curiosity whatsoever? What if you had a hot drink and it made you elated? Would you feel like you wasted half your life? Francesco Molinari is another guy with ice water running through his veins. I saw this back in 2017 at the PGA Championship. Molinari finished just before eventual champion Justin Thomas and needed to make a 15-foot putt to give himself a chance to win. It was a pressure putt that most guys would miss and console themselves by saying they gave it their best. Not Molinari, he drilled it dead center. He would finish 2 strokes off the lead, but you could tell that he thrived on the pressure. Cut to the 2018 Open Championship at Carnoustie, where he stared down Tiger and made clutch putt after clutch putt, including a birdie on the treacherous 18th to win his first major. Then he went 5-0 in the Ryder Cup, and just last week he put on a brilliant final round performance at the Arnold Palmer Invitational to snatch that championship. This included a bomb on the 18th green that is one of the 10 most clutch putts I've ever seen made. I like his chances anytime he's in contention. You have to love his affect as well. He is always even-keeled and humble in victory, which is really astonishing for an Italian. Sergio Garcia. Sergio was last seen causing a major disturbance at the European Tour's Saudi International. He damaged at least 5 greens with his putter and by dragging his golf spikes across the green. There is also video of him throwing a hysterical fit in the bunker. He looks completely psychotic. This comes at a time when people were starting to like him after his redemption in winning the 2017 Masters. That goodwill is likely gone after this display. Expect more heckling from American fans, and you can't say he doesn't deserve it after this display. Did Sergio have any idea what types of punishments are often meted out in Saudi Arabia? They are not above cutting off a man's hand for stealing. He's lucky he got out of the country in one piece, although he probably would have learned his lesson if he didn't. Dustin Johnson is still the number one ranked player in the world and has solidified that ranking with 2 wins already this year. He won once in the aforementioned Saudi Arabian tournament and again at the WGC Mexico Championship. Still, his most impressive feat is having 2 children with Paulina Gretzky and never having to settle down and actually get married. He should write a book. The off-season has not been without drama. Dustin and his good friend Brooks Koepka reportedly got into an altercation on the plane back from the Tour Championship, over Koepka allegedly getting too cozy with Paulina while consoling her over relationship problems. Steal your girl. Brooks played the old "I'm there for you" angle very crafty. The drama is silly, but it does beg the question, who would win in fight between Dustin and Brooks? I'd pay to see it. My picks for the 5 majors this year. Players Championship Justin Rose. Masters Ricky Fowler. PGA Championship Dustin Johnson. US Open Rory McIlroy. Open Championship Francesco Molinari. Denotes non-major championship. The Golf Hot List, good content you need to seek out. Tiger Woods and Connor Moore's Bridgestone commercial. Moore's impersonations of famous golfers are incredible and a must-see on YouTube. His latest commercial with Tiger is hilarious and manages to make Tiger look likable. Club Pro Guy on Twitter at Club Pro Guy is a must-follow. The trials and travails of the Mexican mini-tour legend. Fitty on the Golf Channel. David Fitty is way overrated as a comedian but way underrated as an interviewer. His staff comes up with great questions in a tightly packaged 1-hour show. The Fred Couples 2-episode interview was excellent. Dan Redmond covers golf for Breitbart and can be found at danfromdk.